One of the distinguishing features of the New Testament church was the emphasis it placed upon the preaching of the Word of God. Although it was an age of novel philosophies and false religions, the Church of Christ advanced with united prayer and Spirit-anointed preaching. Paul, in his classic statement of purpose, declared, "For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified." The word translated "preach" is one that's used throughout the New Testament to indicate an act of publishing or proclaiming. It is used especially of the public proclaiming of the gospel. However, preaching God's word is not exclusive to the post-Pentecost era. The patriarchs of the Old Testament were preachers. According to 2 Peter 2 and 5, Noah was a preacher of righteousness. Jude verse 14 testifies that Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied or preached. What was true of the patriarchs was also true of the prophets. It was their responsibility to hear the word from God and then preach that word for God. Jeremiah records that the Lord put the words into his mouth. Isaiah was urged to declare God's doings among the people. John the Baptist, the great forerunner of the Saviour, was another faithful and fearless preacher for God. Although his appearance was unusual, his preaching exalted Christ and arrested the attention of his hearers. The Great Commission of Mark 16, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature," underscores the importance of preaching in a modern context. It is God's will that the gospel is preached. There is nothing fanciful, sensational, or mysterious in this work. It is a simple yet forthright declaring of the gospel of Christ. The exhortation of Paul to Timothy, where he urged him to preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine, serves to highlight the absolute importance of such work in the perilous times of the last days. This is God's ordained means of spreading the gospel. Such a holy and important work must occupy a prominent place within the church. Sadly, modern times have witnessed a tragic denial and distortion of this fundamental principle. Modernistic, liberal, Bible-denying churches set little worth on the preached word. Many who occupy these pulpits have never been converted, and consequently have little knowledge or interest in the Word of God. The ministry is viewed merely as an occupation, and the task of preaching unimportant. In a vain attempt to halt the gradual decline of numbers and attract a younger generation, many worship services no longer include an exposition of a scripture passage. The end result is not a healthy, spiritual, vibrant, God-glorifying church, but a powerless, worthless assembly that has turned its back on the principles of God. God is not honored or pleased, and society is not well served when the preaching of the gospel is relegated to such a forgotten and forsaken place. This tragic departure from God's ordained means can also slowly and stealthily creep in among reformed and separated congregations. An overemphasis on singing and music, almost to the exclusion of preaching time, also suggests An overemphasis on singing and music, almost to the exclusion of preaching time, also suggests an alarming and dangerous shift of emphasis. The preaching of God's word is not to be viewed as an attachment to a service, something that's added, providing there is time. Rather, it is to be viewed as an absolute necessity. The failure of some to preach the whole counsel of God also leads to an undermining of this great work. The Bible has a message that's absolutely relevant for today. However, when large sections of God's word are ignored, respect for preaching and the preacher is lost. The man sent from God to preach has the responsibility to preach the entire counsel of God. There's no substitute for the preaching that's directed, owned, anointed, and blessed by God. It must be significant that God anointed his only begotten Son for this great work. Isaiah 61 records the words of Christ when he said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach." God did not anoint Christ for a worthless task, but for the work of proclaiming deliverance from spiritual captivity to enslaved and ensnared sinners. It was Robert Murray McShane, the Scottish preacher, who said at the ordination of a friend to the Christian ministry, "Thank God for putting you into the ministry. I thank Christ Jesus my Lord, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. To me who am less than the least of all saints." God demands it. Sinners require it. The gospel is to be spread by it. Preach the word.